Song of the Day winner right there, Jimmy Eat World, The Middle. Hey, thank you for voting. That was my choice today, so I'll certainly take that. Tomorrow, the category for Song of the Day, it's the last song you want to hear before you die.
This is so deep and intense. Who thought of this?
Somebody that's deep and intense. I think it was intern Chloe Money. She's like, what song would you hear before you die?
I feel so much pressure.
What accent is that?
Before you die.
That's British. I don't know. It's like an evil Harry Potter. Hey, it's kind of a tough thing to talk about, but our very own producer, Porkchop, is going through a lot. And today is a big day, I hear, with you and your man. And in a sense, you're kind of separating. How are you handling this?
Well, we went out and celebrated yesterday because yesterday was our last days off together. He's getting a job. He actually starts in an hour.
Yay!
Wow.
I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, so he moved in.
He's so sad. Chops
is so
depressed.
Yeah, because, you know, I enjoyed being able to come home and see his smiling face. And now he's got a job.
If you, go ahead, Mackenzie.
I'm worried because I have been like a little lone ranger over here. So when I do get in a relationship, I don't like someone to be too available all the time. I like to miss them. So I'm worried.
I think your relationships are totally different than Porkchop, though. I think besides, obviously, you both being attracted to men, I think your relationships are a little bit different, though, in the way that you pursue someone.
True.
Like, you're not like, so guys, I totally made out with this dude this weekend. Porkchop. Dude, I totally made out with this dude before he got his boyfriend. Now, do you like envision in a dream world, like, you know, Joe McKenzie, we get on more stations, we're making more money, and that, like, you know, your little hostage boy is a stay-at-home hubby?
Yeah, that's a great possibility. I'm okay with that.
Like, are you okay with that or do you want it?
Yeah, like, what would you like? Or do you want him to go out there and like make his own money and contribute to the relationship? Or do you want to be at home like making some food and keeping sure the house is clean?
I want him to do what he wants to do.
Aww. That is like true love.
That means getting a job and you're upset with it.
I don't know. If he wants to get a job, then yeah, go ahead.
That is very sweet. Because Porkchop busts his butt. So
my
he's
chops?
Here, his chops. And then he has a second job. So for me, I just feel like, would that not create a little resentment? You're working two jobs and then someone else
I have resentment
zero?
And I'm not even in the relationship.
No, not at all. Because like he takes such good care of me and my house and my things. Like he cooks dinner and like he does laundry for me and I don't even ask him to. And then when I am home, like let's say I come home from work and then let's say like I want to do something like take out the trash or do the dishes or scoop the cat litter. He's like, no, like I got it. You know, I'll do that when you're not home and I just want to spend time with you.
Aw, see, that's very sweet. I need to get mindset.
Why do I feel like...
I don't know. I'm with you, Mackenzie. I can't have someone that's available 24/7. I would go crazy. And also, I would just be like, don't you have something
like,
to do?
Like, I dated someone, and they're like, oh, it's such a crazy day. I like, went to the gym for 2 hours, and then, like, I walked a dog. And I'm sitting here like, oh, man, I got up, then I went to work, then I did, and I'm just like, okay. Like, it bothered me. But to each his own.
We just want to let you know we're here for you.
Okay.
During this hard time for you.
Yes. I think it's going to be really good for you guys.
I mean, yeah, yesterday we had so much fun, though. You know, we went to the Colts NFL game. We had so much fun. So, and then we watched a movie last night. And
you just sound really, like, bummed this morning. Like as if your relationship's over.
So when you go home today, is he not going to be there? And this is the first time that he's not going to be there in, what, a month?
Right. Well, today is his first day. He's just training. I think we might get home at the same time. But he's going to be tired from working all day.
So you might have to clean your own house and you might have to cook your own food. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But you have so much to talk about. Your days are going to be so different from each other's.
I know. No, this you're all right. This will be a good thing.
We get you, I would want to say a blow-up doll and not an actual cardboard cutout. Because cardboard, like if you lick it or kiss it, it could get ruined. But nothing like gross. I'm not saying like sexual, but it's like I think if we got you like a blow-up doll, because you want somebody like to be by you and like just to hold and touch. And I think if we put his face on it, like printed it out on paper here and other printer works, I think that might be the thing to do. So you can have somebody to like spoon with and be with.
Is he working weekends? Is that why you won't be together?
I mean, I don't know what his schedule's going to be yet.
Okay.
Are you going to sabotage him so he gets fired?
Yes. No, we need
Who
that money.
Who thinks that Porkchop's going to sabotage him to get fired? I do.
Oh, you guys know I need that money more than that.
All right, dude. Well, hey.
Well, good.
It's going to be okay?
Yes. And congratulations to your boyfriend. I love him, and I'm so proud of him for getting a J-O-B.
Yeah, bring that dough home. Woo!
Mackenzie, I feel so bad bringing this up. I feel like it brought up some old wounds for him.
You made him really sad.
I didn't mean to. I just wanted to let him know we're there for him. What's coming up this morning in the tea?
Ooh, Celine Dion reveals Titanic secrets, and the next Real Housewives location has been announced.